This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Johns Hopkins University Resource Center reports there are more than 84 million global COVID-19 cases. The United States continues to have more cases than any place else in the world, with more than 20 million infections, approximately one-fourth of the world's cases. India records the second highest toll, followed by Brazil. British health officials are reactivating emergency hospitals that were built at the start of the pandemic as the country struggles to cope with the spread of a more infectious variant of the coronavirus. British health officials say the spike in new cases is the result of the new variant of the coronavirus, which is more contagious. The new strain has led to renewed lockdowns in Britain, as well as global travel restrictions on travelers from Britain. France has the highest COVID-19 case count in Western Europe, with more than 2.6 million. French officials say several hundred French police on Saturday shut down an illegal rave party in northwestern France that had been underway since New Year's Eve in defiance of a curfew and coronavirus restrictions on large gatherings. In China, two major airports in the country's northeast are requiring departing passengers to show a negative test result before they can board their planes. Zimbabwe extended a nationwide curfew, banned gatherings, and ordered non-essential businesses closed for a month on Saturday in an effort to curb a surge in coronavirus infections there. The country's vice president, who's also a health minister, says some of the tighter restrictions were effective immediately and included a 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew and a ban on intercity travel. Starting Tuesday, non-essential businesses will also be suspended. You can follow this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.